We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Cherished viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations seminar discusses the role of modern media in fostering Middle East peace. In environmental news, a recycling business in Cape Town, South Africa, benefits people and the planet. In veg news, an American plant-based chef recreates delectable traditional Latino fare. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 1st, Libya, Slovakia, and Uzbekistan celebrate their national days. All three countries have notable United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Sites. The North African country of Libya is home to the old town of Khadames. Called the Pearl of the Desert, this oasis settlement is among the earliest pre-Saharan cities. Slovakia, in Central Europe, south of Poland, commemorates the adoption of their constitution in 1992. Its wooden churches of the Slovak part of the Carpathian mountain area, built between the 16th and 18th century, reflect the intercultural environment of the region where they are located. Uzbekistan observes its independence attained in 1991. Situated in Central Asia, north of Afghanistan, its historic center of Bukhara is a 2,000-year-old city with the mausoleum of Ismail Samani. This is a masterpiece of Muslim architecture from the 10th century. Citizens of Libya, Slovakia, and Uzbekistan, we wish you much happiness on your national day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. Excessive monsoon rains caused the Indus River to overflow from the north to the south of Pakistan, claiming at least 1,600 lives along the way and destroying 1.2 million homes. As native and international aid workers have been mobilizing to respond, recent new waves of flooding have overwhelmed efforts, with hundreds of thousands more people displaced in different locales. The continued devastation over the past month has left 8 million people nationwide still in need of emergency aid.
We walked and swam through the floodwaters with little children who didn't realize what was happening. Here in the camp, things are difficult. The children are unwell. They used to go to school, and they are not happy here. We are all very worried. Our men who used to work in the fields are also very worried.
With already limited clean water supplies further contaminated by broken sewer lines, cases of diarrhea have begun to emerge, with conditions worsened by the fact that hundreds of health facilities have been damaged. Over 3.5 million children are at urgent risk of contracting waterborne disease, and 72,000 are at high risk of losing their lives.
People have disturbance, many disease, many problems. There is no light, there is no water. There are no good situation of the residents.
With deep concern, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated a total of $115,000 in urgent assistance for the Pakistani flood victims, while asking our association members with medical training to go and help, and for tents to be provided to shelter the weak and vulnerable. With additional contributions from our worldwide association members, the combined $140,000 in aid could obtain approximately $2.5 million in materials in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living. Covering their own travel and related expenses, our association's relief teams from Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia have been bringing food and other supplies. In the stricken south, hundreds of affected residents have been receiving medical care from our association's relief team, who wrote the following report per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates.
August 2010, regarding flood relief in Sindh, Pakistan. Most compassionate master, we set up the medical tent at a government-run local school, and immediately many people greeted us and wanted our services. There were many cases of diarrhea with dehydration, skin diseases, and some respiratory infection, and some of the young infants appeared quite ill as they had traveled long distances under the sun. These were the lucky ones already, as they got good shelter and clean water in the facility. We were very happy to see the improvement shortly after they received medicine from us, and we managed to see everyone who stood in line. The next day we continued with our work, but this time a lot of these patients were more than eager to see us, as many of them had heard that our medicine seemed to be very effective. As more supplies came in, we were able to distribute more vitamins to the children and pregnant women. Toothbrushes and toothpaste were also in great demand. We distributed SOS flyers and booklets also, which were treasured along with everything we gave them. During the medical treatment, Pakistan's national TV station, KTN News, came and expressed appreciation for our activities. Thank you, Master, for your boundless love. Relief team in Pakistan.
Upon receiving this message, Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following reply. Thank you for your love and practical care for the flood victims in Pakistan.
I'm so glad to hear of their better news and that you make them happy. God bless you and all my love to you and the Pakistanis. Ching Hai.
Seeing your doctor's cooperation with the people, so they are coming there, they are doing very good work, and we are thankful to Supreme Master Chinghai.
Our gratefulness goes to Supreme Master Chinghai for allowing us to bring these details to our viewers, as well as our association's forum group for sharing this report. With appreciation to the Pakistani government, media and rescuers for their efforts and support of international teams, we also join in thanking Supreme Master Chinghai for her loving care extended to the Pakistani people and for the caring efforts of our association's relief teams. Our prayers for the renewed stability of the afflicted and that such disasters will cease through our improved treatment of living beings and the environment.
Fatal rains deluge Latin American nations. Heavy rains over the weekend of Saturday, August 28th, claimed the lives of at least 10 people throughout Guatemala, Honduras, and Panama. In Guatemala, the disaster response agency, CONRAD, reported that 5 people lost their lives, with 8 still missing throughout several provinces, as hundreds of homes were damaged and 5 towns in the northeastern Quiché were isolated when a bridge collapsed.
Over 3,600 people have been evacuated to 54 shelters containing some 250 tons of food and humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, in neighboring Honduras, a mudslide early on Sunday struck the Enero section, claiming the lives of at least 5 people from the same family, including a baby, when their home was destroyed. Firefighters and other rescue workers were able to save 4 other people who were hospitalized. In the capital, Tegucigalpa, emergency personnel evacuated 1,500 residents when a creek overflowed. Further south in Panama, 3 people succumbed to the torrential rains, as 1,000 others were affected and 170 homes were severely damaged throughout the provinces of Bocas del Toro, Chiriquí, Veraguas, and Los Santos. Mr. Arturo Alvarado, head of the National Emergency Management Office, SINAPROC, stated that the displaced persons were being provided with humanitarian aid while their homes were evaluated to determine if they were habitable.
With our sincere sympathies for the loss of precious lives, we pray for the protection of the storm affected, as we thank the officials and personnel working to ease the disastrous situations. May such weather extremities subside as humanity's eco-conscious ways help restore the equilibrium of our Earth.
Chad and Niger rains and flooding displace hundreds of thousands. The United Nations reported on Friday, August 27, that heavy rains led to complete inundation in several regions of Chad, displacing almost 50,000 people and affecting 20,000 homes, with the total scale of the damage yet unknown, as many areas are still inaccessible. Meanwhile, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates that almost 200,000 residents in Niger have been similarly displaced in recent weeks. These flood-inundated regions are compounding the hardships of West Africans who are already enduring a food crisis due to failing harvests from prolonged drought as their remaining crops are ruined, this time by the waters. The Chadian government, the United Nations and other agencies are distributing food aid, medical kits, tents and other urgent items to those in need. Our gratefulness, Government of Chad, United Nations and all other helping organizations, as we pray for the protection and resiliency of the flood-affected residents. Wishing the gentle-hearted Chadian and Nigerian people a soon resuming of stable daily lives and that humanity understands our important roles as stewards of this magnificent planet to restore its balance and bountiful sustenance for all.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swimmer unites the 5 continents.
Dominican long-distance ocean swimmer Marco Diaz has successfully completed the last stretch necessary to symbolically unite all five continents, a feat he undertook as part of the United Nations Millennium Development Goals campaign. On Sunday, August 30th, the 35-year-old athlete crossed the icy waters of the Bering Strait from Big Diomed Island in Russia to Little Diomed in the territory of Alaska, USA. Prior swims included the bridging of Oceania with Asia by crossing from Papua New Guinea to Thailand, joining Asia to Africa in a swim from Jordan to Egypt, and connecting Africa to Europe by traversing the waters between Morocco and Spain. A ceremony of welcome for Mr. Diaz from United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is scheduled for September. Our heartfelt congratulations, Marco Diaz, for your notable accomplishment. Blessed be such an achievement in inspiring us all toward efforts to build a global community across countries and continents worldwide.
New spiritual secrets revealed in teleconference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. On Monday, August 30th, Supreme Master Television had the honor of inviting Supreme Master Ching Hai to a third teleconference this summer to ask in-depth questions on more spiritual matters. Making time in her extremely busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to discuss two main spiritual themes of meditation and special holy sites on Earth.
Why do we need to meditate?
Okay, I ask you back. Could you go living without meditation now?
No, Master.
No, see? We must recharge with the higher vibration of the light and sound, because the light and sound is God. We are a part of God. We are God. Without the light and sound, we almost like we are no God. We are nobody. And we will be very, very suffering of different kind and more blindly suffocated in this negative atmosphere. So divine blessing power is what we need for our soul as much as we need the air to breathe. More than we need the air to breathe. Most of masters, myself, would advise people to meditate before you go to work, I mean early in the morning, and after you work, to recharge yourself at least before you go to bed. But you'll be surprised. What's the best time to meditate? Could you guess?
Find out more about the ideal time, location, and type of meditation, as well as a whole new kind of sacred place, by tuning into Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing such rare and uplifting spiritual knowledge through this discussion together. May we each remember to nourish our spirit and divine nature for the realization of both inner peace and outer harmony on earth.
Save our planet. Noise pollution imperils tropical fish. A recent study by Dr. Steve Simpson and team from the United Kingdom's University of Bristol, working at the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, has shown that noise pollution can influence the judgment of young fish, leading them away from the protection offered by their natural habitats. The team built on previous findings that baby tropical fish born at sea are able to return to protective coral reefs based on sounds that are emitted from reef-dwelling organisms. The scientists thus introduced one group of baby damsel fish to natural reef sounds only, and another to a combination of synthesized tones. Placing the fish the following day in two tube-shaped tanks that offered a choice of direction, they observed that only the group with direct experience of the natural sounds swam toward the reef. The other group was actually repelled and would swim away.
Besides highlighting the grave danger to young fish, who might mistakenly follow a ship out to sea rather than traveling to where they could grow in safety, this study also clearly demonstrates the persistent memory of fish in recalling events from the day before. Dr. Simpson's team recommended more stringent laws to protect reef areas from noise, as well as interim technologies such as bubble curtains in certain regions to create insulation from potentially dangerous sounds.
Many thanks, Dr. Simpson and University of Bristol colleagues, for these findings that highlight both the intelligence and sensitivity of our aquatic co-inhabitants. May we act responsibly and with respect to protect their lives and the ecosystems that are vital to our own survival.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has many times reminded of the unconditional love and necessary balance offered by our fellow beings in all corners of the earth, as during the following August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
The animals are truly noble, gentle beings, selfless, and in harmony with one another. The environment and with heaven. Their role has always been since time immemorial to bring love and blessing to the world with their pure presence. If we would only stop harming and torturing them and killing them and give them a chance to fulfill their God-given mission, then our planet will be saved and will be kept in splendor. They wait on the sidelines in full support of humans for the day they can be our friends again, truly, not our victims. On that day of peacemaking between humans and animals, our eyes may begin to be opened to our co-inhabitants' true magnificent roles on earth.
Save Our Planet, the September-October 2010 issue of Syria magazine, published by US-based conservation group Syria Club, ranks universities for their low-carbon endeavors such as sustainable energy use, recycling, organic growing, and Meatless Monday programs to release a list of the top 100 green schools in the USA.
Save Our Planet, researchers discover that the huge half-ton Meolaniid turtle, originally thought to have died out 40,000 years ago, actually vanished only 3 millennia ago on the island of Vanuatu after the first humans arrived and hunted it for meat to extinction.
Save Our Planet. The United Nations of Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, the Bahamas, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica now join the 131 countries already endorsing the Copenhagen Accord, which was established at the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Denmark.
Warning news. A study by the US-based Women's Health Initiative finds that women's intake of even one glass of wine daily leads to twice the risk for certain types of invasive breast cancer.
Shiny the vegan chamois with a tip of the day on fennel. It's a slightly sweet tasting crunchy vegetable with bulb, leaves and stalks, which can all be eaten raw. Fennel can be enjoyed in salads, sandwiches, sauces and side dishes. It's a good source of vitamin C, fiber, folate and potassium. In addition, fennel contains a phytonutrient compound, anethole, which has been shown to reduce inflammation and prevent cancer. Try some organic fennel today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In peace news, a United Nations seminar discusses the role of modern media in fostering Middle East peace. At a UN Media Symposium in Lisbon, Portugal, online communication services such as Facebook and Twitter were highlighted for promoting understanding and increasing dialogue. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said in a statement read at the meeting, "I encourage young Israelis and Palestinians to use these new tools to spread positive messages that will encourage a culture of peace, coexistence, and better understanding between their people. We respectfully thank you, Your Excellency Ban Ki-moon, for supporting innovative methods to bring about increased friendship and mutual appreciation between lands. May our world soon be filled with love and respect between all."
In environmental news, the largest recycling provider in Cape Town, South Africa, benefits people and the planet. Wasteplan diverts approximately 500 tons of refuse, including paper, plastic and aluminium, from landfills every month in the city from about 60,000 homes. According to Mr. Bertie Lorenz, the managing director of Wasteplan, which began in 2007, a high rate of over 80% of the people in the area voluntarily participate in the recycling program. Mr. Lorenz discussed the goal of Wasteplan.
We want to change the way people see waste. Waste is not waste anymore. Waste is now a resource. It actually is a resource that could generate income, but it can save the resources that we use on a daily basis.
For instance, Mr. Lorenz stated that so far they've recycled enough paper to save the lives of more than 62,000 pine trees. Wasteplan also helps companies with waste reduction plans and has employment projects to assist in supporting individuals who are homeless. Our green hats off to you, Mr. Bertie Lorenz, and Wasteplan, for your outstanding efforts to safeguard the earth and enhancing the lives of people and the community. May more and more contribute to protecting our planet through increased eco-conscious choices. Up next on Noteworthy News, more Latino people are turning to healthy vegan choices. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More very cool news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In veg news, popular Latino fare is recreated with delectable plant-based ingredients. American vegan chef Miss Terry Hope Romero is the author Viva Vegan, which includes 200 recipes based on Latin American cooking style. Ms. Romero, of Venezuelan heritage, has followed an animal-free diet since the age of 16. Imaginatively using ingredients such as tofu and mushrooms, she has veganized numerous traditional dishes. She said that her book, which was published in April 2010, has met with positive response. Ms. Romero attributes this to the fact that many Latinos are seeking healthier diets. Bravo, Ms. Terry Hope Romero, on your compassionate lifestyle and wonderful cruelty-free recipes. May it help many to see that traditional fare can be made even more delicious the low-emissions vegan way.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Report.
On a boat, one of the sailors celebrate his birthday. So he get out some alcohol and drink a little bit with his buddies on the boat. But the captain caught him, and he wrote in the report what's going on, and said, today, surgeon so-and-so was drunk. So the sailor said, oh, please, captain, you erase it. Because if you wrote like that, oh, very long time until I can become a captain, you know, it's a bad record for me. So please erase it. The captain said, no, rules are rules. I cannot erase it. A few weeks later, this is a turn for him to write report on the boat. So he wrote a report. Very simple. The sea is calm. The ship is good. The captain today is not drunk.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Tendo the Solar Bus on Golden Age Technology.
Energy revolution. Tendo is very beautiful. Nautilus from Italy.
Enthusiastic Nautilus, your note is appreciated. Congratulations to Adelaide, Australia on fantastic green Tendo. With zero emissions eco endeavors like this, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, we are sure to greet a bright and sustainable world. Best wishes to you and all your Italian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world be graced with goodness and virtue.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The 33 miners underground awaiting rescue in Chile make joyful connections with their families by radio telephone as they speak together for the first time in 24 days.
Over 28,000 Chinese and 3,000 Olaxis or Vietnamese youths commemorate the 60th anniversary of their country's diplomatic relations with 4 days of celebration across 8 cities in China's Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region.
With more open policies in place, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych announces that trade between Russia and Ukraine has increased by 70% in just the past 6 months.
A joint delegation of 5 major religious organizations in South Korea received permission to travel to North Korea, where they deliver over $200,000 in humanitarian food assistance.
Dr. Patrick J. Teague and colleagues of the University of Florida College of Medicine in the USA demonstrate the feasibility of being able to direct a surgical robot for the administration of anesthesia in remote situations.
In the 62nd annual U.S. Emmy Awards, Hollywood superstar George Clooney becomes the 4th recipient ever to be conferred the Bob Hope Humanitarian Award for his outstanding work that has inspired many in the industry to join in benefiting humanity.
Yemen's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Abu Baker al-Kirby, and Special U.S. Envoy Foreign Secretary Lincoln Lee meet to discuss cooperative endeavors toward a goal of eliminating small arms and weapons from the region.
Algeria sends 60 tons of humanitarian aid, including food, tents, and other supplies, to Mauritania to help residents displaced by floods.
An artificial lung developed in Germany saves the life of 2-year-old Owen Stark of Missouri, USA, whose medical condition required an emergency transplant.
Formosa, or Taiwan-based Straits Exchange Foundation, donates $1 million to rehabilitate regions impacted by heavy floods and landslides in mainland China, as well as help restore the life of those affected.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.